probably a rebuilding phase for OFC. Expect to see quite a lot of change through the OFC office, and then hopefully OFC can get out and do some good work in the region.
Do you think ultimately it will be good for the game in the region? I mean, much has been said about David Chung in the past. How much of it is true, I couldn't possibly guess, but but he's gone now, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
No, and I think it's important for OFC that they seem to be relevant in the region. For each of the MAs, they seem to be adding value to what the member associations are trying to do. That's what their role is, to be the bridge between the member associations and FIFA. And if they can get back to doing that in a meaningful way, then that'll be a good thing.
I know that the interim president in Papua New Guinea, John Gondjuan, has given at least two interviews, one of them with myself. That's two more than David Chung ever gave while he was in PNG. So that's got to be a good sign, hasn't it?
Transparency is always a good thing. If people are more open and willing to talk to the media, to share what they're doing, then I think that can only be a positive for the region.
And more importantly, there is hope for repairing the damage that's been done to PNG soccer over the last 18 months or so. The national coach, Fleming Seretsev, I gather, is back in Denmark at the moment, waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, because I think the timing of the interruptions that have happened in Papua New Guinea has obviously really impacted the national side, and that's always not a good thing. And unfortunately, for this time around, it just happened at World Cup qualification time, and all the good work that we saw in the Nations Cup a couple of years ago, the internal strife that's been going on in Papua New Guinea really did decimate the national team. And they didn't put up as good a performance in the final stages of World Cup qualification from what we were expecting after the Nations Cup, when they really, really did push New Zealand all the way in the final, and New Zealand only got through on penalties. So hopefully from a purely football perspective, all that's behind Papua New Guinea football now, and they can look forward to having a more aligned program within the country. We've got some fantastic players, and hopefully Fleming Seretsev has got all those players at his disposal going forward.
And what about your own situation? You've been involved with OFC before. Might you step back into that role, given the opportunity?
Time will tell. I think in a lot of these situations, people come and then they have their time and you do your bit and then you move on. So there's no great push to get back into the OFC scene. I'm happy working with the club I'm working at in New Zealand and just doing my bit there and doing some coaching badges at the moment. So quite happy in the roles that I've got at the moment.
Dare I ask what your reaction was when you heard the news about David Chung?
I was quite surprised. It's always disappointing, I think, and it's probably in the same vein as a lot of the FIFA news that's come out over recent years. You just feel saddened for the game and some of the stuff that's been written and talked about. Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure. I don't know. But again, like a lot of the FIFA things, it's not a good look for football. And for me, it always comes back to the football side of things. Is it good for football or bad for football? And even whether it's true or not, all this negativity around the money side of football and the politics of football detracts from the sport itself. And as a football person who wants football to succeed, especially in this region, you just want the news to be positive.